you know, a young child at the age of 7 or 8 shouldn't get pulled away from soccer for another sport. They should be able to participate in all of those sports. Who knows what a 7-year-old is really going to be passionate about? You know, for me, I didn't start soccer till I was 12. I think I knew at that point. You know, I had played a lot of other sports, and it didn't take me long to figure out, one, that that's probably where my talent lie. But it was also just something I became passionate about right from the get-go. But I was 12, and so I think I could understand that. And now I think youth sports has gotten to where we start specializing a little bit early, and then you have club sports, and there's this economic part to that. There's a lot of people making money off youth sports, and so they want those youth sports in their programs. And I think that's caused some real issues, some economic barriers for people to participate in sports, and also some specialization that's happening way too early. And I think we see that with our college athletes and some of the, I won't say injuries, but some of the physiological issues that we deal with because they've specialized in a single sport for so long, you know, overuse kinds of things and imbalances. Soccer is a pretty quad dominant, not very flexible oriented sport. So you play that for a long time, and that's there's just issues that you get to when you start to try to play at this higher level. So I think all of those things, and I think we've got to look at what youth sports is doing in terms of developing people, in terms of developing even just the athletic side of things. So there are certainly some issues with respect to that. The good thing is, especially on the women's side of things, that there's so many more programs now for female athletes. And I think that's why you see the women's soccer being so successful. Women athletes were... It was accepted to start to develop young female athletes in this country way before it was in other countries. So it was our development of female athletes that put us ahead in the world of soccer. Other countries are catching up now because they have a soccer culture that we don't have. And the soccer culture is what put our men's program behind, or the lack of soccer culture. So our soccer culture is growing, and other countries are catching up with respect to letting women really participate in athletics.
So in Europe, for women, for young women, do they have like the club systems that they have for men over there? Like Real Madrid can have an academy that you can, a kid will go to when they're 7 years old, and Real Madrid basically pays for you to go through that whole system until they decide you are either good enough or not good enough to keep going, right? So do they have anything like that for girls?
It's starting, okay. And probably more so, I would say, in Germany and England. I think those are two of the countries that have really kind of jumped on board in terms of women. You're seeing Sweden, obviously, you saw them in the Olympics. So you're seeing it happen more and more, and it's happening, I would say, similar to here in the U.S. You look at the men's EPL, and a lot of those programs now have women's teams, not near to the depth and not near to the youth development programs that are available for men in those countries. You know, we're catching up on probably what's been 70, 80 years of programs that now have been maybe 10 to 15 years of programs for the women. So they're certainly behind, but they're starting to move in that direction and starting to offer youth development programs for girls in those countries. And that's why you see them catching up and being, you know, more competitive with the United States.